Just before 4 o'clock on Thursday, writer Janet Hartwell was on the second floor of her home. Her two dogs, Sammy and Bigger, were with her in the office.
It was that gentle little shaking. Both the dogs jumped up and started barking and running around like little maniacs. It was really interesting, and I thought, well, because I didn't expect an earthquake. I thought maybe a plane had crashed or something, you know, that would cause it to shake.
Over at the Custom House Museum, curator Corey Convertito was on the third floor.
I have a glass of water on my desk, so I actually noticed it sort of, the water zhuzhing around in the glass first, and then it made me look up, and my office mate and I were both just really staring at each other because we obviously felt something, but we didn't know exactly what was happening.
That cup of water wasn't the only glass she was concerned about.
We have on loan right now some Roman glassware that is probably about 500 AD, and that's not ours, and I was worried that the shaking, something that in particular I was concerned about.
Artist Pam Hobbs was on the second floor of an old wooden building when she felt it start to sway.
Yeah, everybody said, could that have been an earthquake? And then somebody said, we don't have earthquakes. And then we just sort of said, well, it must have been because there was no other, you know, reason for it.
If you need to speak to a geophysicist directly.
USGS.
Hey there, this is Sammy Mack with WLRN in Miami. I'm calling about the earthquake in Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
And I was hoping to talk to somebody about what it all means.
We don't know.
John Bellini is a geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey, which tracks earthquakes. He says earthquakes from this region are extremely rare. And this earthquake had nothing to do with the earthquake in Haiti 4 years ago on Sunday. The time of year is coincidental. Bellini says he's heard reports from people who felt the earthquake all over Florida.
Boca Raton, Dania, Fort Myers, Jupiter, Key West, of course, Marathon, Marco Island. There's a couple reports from Orlando, although those seem pretty far away.
Janet Hartwell, the writer, moved to Key West from California in 1998.
Okay, we're from the land of earthquakes. We're going to the land of hurricanes. Okay, trading one for the other. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my God, it's an earthquake.
Not that she's all that worried.
We're, I guess, on some Caribbean plate or something. I had no idea. But that's okay.
I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.